Teira Or, B'Shalach, Samach Hei, two lines at the end of the page. The Rebbe asked a few questions about the month. Number one, why the month didn't fall on Shabbos if all the hashpas, all the sustenance of Hashem, rain, everything happens on Shabbos. Why couldn't the month? And he says, why does it say Echlu Ayayim either today when it speaks about Friday because there won't be any month on Shabbos? What do you mean either today? Every day there was month. Also, it says Hashem made the man to test the Jews if they're going to follow the ways of Torah or not. So he said, what's the connection between man and Torah? Okay, and also, what does it mean? Hayelech b'seirasi, if you will go, it should say if you'll keep the Torah. Okay, so he said, there's 600,000 letters, there's 600,000 neshamis. The Yidden are the ones that through Torah keep the world existence in all six directions. So he says, but the Dafke has to be down here. And the Malachim also wanted to be able to elevate the Avedis HaBirurim to refine the world. So he said, how do we do it? That's the level of Achila, eating. Eating, what separates the good from the bad, right, separates the good in the stomach, the good from the bad, and that's what Torah is all about, to separate the good in the world from the bad in the world. But he says, Achine, yesh beiz mini achilas, there's two types of eating. There's shalchol v'shal Shabbos. There's weekday eating, this were just these two lines we learned. There's weekday eating and there's Shabbos eating. Like it says, tzadik eichol l'seva nafshe. A tzaddik eats to fill us in the soul, meaning a tzaddik eats to live, that's it. Ubet and Rishon Techsa, but the stomach of the wicked are always missing because they like to fress, they like to eat a lot. So as much as they have, they always want more. Meaning they're not eating to live, they're living to eat. Because what's the weekday eating is bitter, is refining the food. Ubet and Rishoyim Tech said, and the stomach of the wicked that's missing over Chachma is biridu, and you refine things with the level of Chachma. Kiliyeis min amaychun nasa damu anefesh. Because the food we eat becomes blood and fats and flesh. Elbakeach ze mispalu. V'nimt, and with that keach you daven and you're learning all those things. Nimsa, shahamaychun joya tachas mshelas asorim. The food that until now was under klipa snaiga, nepach, it becomes transformed. Lachen yesh bepselus. Therefore, there's garbage in it because it was bad. Now you make part of it good, but there's the junk that needs to be there. What?
Torah is separating good from not good. How can we study Torah on Shabbat?
How can you eat on Shabbos? It's Avedus Birurim in a higher level. One second, that's exactly what he's going to say. V'achil Shabbos, l'seiv and nafshi, v'kros l'shabbos einik. Shabbos, though, eating, like it says in Halacha and in Chassidus, during the week, eating is not a mitzvah. If you eat the right way, then you elevate the food. Shabbos, the eating itself, is a mitzvah. In other words, during the week you eat in order to be healthy, to be able to serve Hashem. The actual eating on Shabbos is a mitzvah. That's what he says. Tzadik as doisu dosa datika kadisha. Ve'inim shechba pseilus klal. And therefore, in tzadik bira. But there is, you still go to the bathroom on Shabbos. But in a spiritual sense, spiritually speaking, there's no waste of the food because the actual eating of the food is a mitzvah. V'kach yesh efresh ben tefilas chol, which is the level of bit of the same thing. All the level of davening of the weekday is refining the world. We ask about all the physical needs. Avol Shabbos hatefilas shenimshu einik v'karasa l'Shabbos einik, and Shabbos is the level of pleasure. That's why Shabbos you're not allowed to ask for physical necessities in Shabbos. During the week, Shemoneh Esrei, right? We're asking for Seichel and Tshuva and health and wealth and Mashiach and everything else under the sun. And Shabbos, we don't daven that. Shabbos, like we say in davening, because of Shabbos Einik. The Pasuk says, Shabbos is Einik. Ki inyin Shabbos is kivei shavas. Because what Shabbos? Stopping from work. Remember, like we learned many times, Hashem didn't work. when they define in halacha, or people misdefine, when it says in the Torah you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, so a lot of people have a problem with that. Flicking the switch is not work. And that I cannot do. But schlepping a table back and forth a whole day, I'm not transgressing Shabbos. I'm not doing malacha. And that's not called work. This I'm allowed to do. Schlep a table up and down a whole day. Okay, I'm not doing the mitzvah of Tish B'Av. The mitzvah on Shabbos to rest. But malacha I'm not doing. I can schlep a table up and down a whole day and I didn't do a malacha. I flick a switch with my pinky, I did a malacha. I enjoy going for a drive on Shabbos to the beach. I'm doing who knows how many malachas. So we learned many times, what's the Shabbos? Hashem didn't work 6 days and rest on the seventh. It says, Leba Amal, V'lei B'yigia, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Selam. Hashem didn't work hard to create the world. Hu Amad, V'yehi. Hashem said, Or, Shemesh, Shemesh, Adam. I mean, he didn't work hard. What's the concept? Hashem created 6 days, and on the seventh day stopped creating. That means, during the week, Hashem comes down in a form of creator, which means he's connected to world. He has to create. Hashem comes down into the level of world. In the level of world, Hashem created. Therefore, there's good and there's bad. Therefore, during the week, we need to create. Sheshes yamim tasa melechtecha means the 6 days we need to create. How to create? By separating good from bad. Shabbos, it's not Hashem stopped working. Hashem stopped creating. Meaning, Hashem is not down here anymore in the world in a way that he's connected physically to the world. Hashem goes back to the pre-world level, higher than world level, the level of Hashem above creator. Therefore, on Shabbos, one of the malachas is beder. You're not allowed to select good from bad. Why? Because on Shabbos, Hashem didn't select good from bad. It's only good. During the week, we need to eat, separate the good from the bad. I don't know if you're talking about going to the bathroom, but just spiritually. We need to separate the good from the bad. You eat an apple, the apple's klipas noiga. Now you make a bracha, eat l'shem shemayim, you elevate it to kedusha. Shabbos, the actual eating is a mitzvah. What's the union of Shabbos? A person who rests. He goes back to their origin. During your work, your seichel is you're trying to figure out how to do things, right? So your seichel is in the work, and then it goes back. The same thing, Shabbos Hashem Elokecha, ki b'chin es havaya shebetzeichem yiseir liyas miyesh, miyayin liyesh. B'nei b'Shabbos chayzelim keri, Shabbos, the yesh becomes ayin again. Os tisanik, and therefore the pasuk says like this, os tisanik al havaya, higher than yutke vavke. Therefore you don't say, you don't say slach lonu b'Shabbos, that we should separate between good and bad because there's no bad on Shabbos. V'nei liyeis b'chino seila b'chol b'Shabbos, these two levels of chol and Shabbos, that's the eidei haman. That's the level of the man. Why? Ki b'man, remember by the man it says, v'tal shichu satal. There was dew, then the man, and then another layer of dew. Shemachinus tal shein lehefsik. There because the man is connected to the level of dew that has no stopping. That's the level, I'll explain in a second. It's the rusa de la'ela, the awakening, the revelation from above, which is above the aveda that a Jew could work. Meaning like this, we learned already, I mentioned last Shabbos, by the way, rain, we said, those are davened already, im shemaya tishmu, if you listen, then Hashem said, v'nasati m'tarartchem, I'll give the rain on time. Yeah. You don't. So it says, there won't be rain. Therefore, we know whenever there was a drought, when Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says there were fast days, davening, you know, a lot of fast days. What does that have to do? Because rain is dependent on our behavior. Hashem says clearly in Torah, you behave, I give you rain. You don't behave, I'm not going to give you rain. So when there was a drought, Torah says you have to do tshuva, so you have to fast and all that stuff. Do, the Gemara says, talei netzer, do never stops. Therefore, do is a very great level. With do, Hashem is going to be mechai, resurrect the dead. So by Matan Torah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that al kol dibur v'dibur parchon nishmason, neshama popped out of the body, and Hashem revived them, v'tal sha'os l'achir yizbem ha'asameisim, that he's going to resurrect the dead with. So tal is a level that's going to be tchis ha'asameisim. So do, the Torah never says, you behave, I give you do. You don't behave, I don't give you do. Do doesn't stop. Why? Because do comes from a level that our avoda is totally irrelevant. It doesn't matter what we do or we don't do, do comes anyway. And that's what's the level of the man. The man is sandwiched in between tal. That means man comes from the super high level. And he says, umizen nimshach. He made it a tal, because why does Hashem bring down the tal? It's to elevate the neshama. So what's the level of mon? The level of mon is not like eating during the week that you have to separate the good from the bad, or Shabbos you eat it in the way 130 in the first paragraph. I mean the new paragraph, three lines into it. He says, do, though, is coming down Meirid Hatol to be able, why does Hashem give this revelation from above of do, which is above Aveda, that we should become elevated? Lahali Sanishama. Vihine, but Mon, number by the Mon, it says, Dvayim Biyayimi. Hashem's giving the Mon daily. Leman and the Sena Yelech Betirasi. Vani Soyin, who, what's the test? What test was there by the Mon? Number one, it says, Isha Yisim Mena Abaker. You're not allowed to leave over the mon until the morning, yeah? The question, what does Hashem care if you have leftovers? I mean, people don't like leftovers, but what does Hashem care if the mon was left over? The answer is, Ki Amar Azal, Ki Mi Sheyesh Pas Besali. A person that has bread in his basket. V'deg Al Lemochad. And he's worried, where am I going to get bread to eat tomorrow? Mikatni Amuna. He's a small believer. You have bread, what the heck are you worried about? What did Hashem want? There shouldn't be any mon left. Because like this, a person will leave over mon, maybe the mon won't fall tomorrow, so I need to leave over today. Hashem said, no, that's no good. You have to get rid of the mon and have a munah that tomorrow you're going to get mon again. So it's actually an avayda. It wasn't Hashem, like they say in Yiddish, a jalavit abitzel breit. He's cheap about a little bit of bread or mon. That's not what he wanted. But that's why the pasuk says, Hayelech b'teirasi. Now, Rebbe asked the beginning of the Maimer, what expression is this? Yelech b'teirasi. Kaimu teirasi. Going, like, what's going? He says, going is halicha mimata lamaila. Umamaila lamata b'teirasi beisis hateira. What it means is, Hashem, the test of the mon, makes the yidin go. Momaila lamata, momata lamaila. It's a yelech b'teirasi. It's not enough just to learn teira and keep teira. You got to go with teira. What does it mean? Kikmesh yesh eisis hateira. Just like there's letters in the Torah, Mamshichas, Momayla Lamata, what do letters do? Letters bring down the wisdom or the emotions. When you have letters, you understand the Seichel, the Mida. Kachyesh, Bechinas, Eishi, Memata Lamayla. There's letters the other way also, Memata Lamayla, which is called Susim, horses. Like he said before, he quoted the Pasuk that said that the letters are like horses. Susim, Schorim, Vesusim, Nekevis. They're male horses. Because Asius are called Susim. Now there's Asius, Momaila Lamata, Momata Lamaila. So there's male that come Momaila Lamata. There's female that go Momata Lamaila. Like it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Beisius, Aleph, Beis, Shesh, Asius, Kach, Viesh, Kach. There's Asius, Momaila Lamata, and Momata Lamaila. Valicha, so what is this Alicha? The level of Asius, Shemimata Lamaila. To elevate, in other words, Meirat Atol, which is Mon, Why does Hashem bring down the man? We should go up. That's what he says. Hayelu b'torasi. What's the purpose of the Gilui Mamayla? That we should go up. How do we go up? That's the whole concept of the man. The man is by testing in the man to have the true emuna in Hashem. So then, hayelu b'torasi, then we're able to go from lower to higher level. Adrei Mamaylis, Areins of Mamsh. Therefore, it had to be Dvayim B'yayimik. Lachar Hashem could have done it once a week, man. And every week you have a Muna. Right? Hashem could make the week last, and the month last from Sunday through Shabbos. And then Sunday, the month, so you still have a Muna. Why did it have to be Dvayim B'yayimik? He says, B'chol Yemiya B'nechak Chadoshim. Because Hashem wants to survey the every day. You know, the puzzle, Nari Yisi Gamzakanti, that we don't say in benching, but everybody else does. Nari Yisi, the Gemedri says, that was the Sari Shal Eis of Amru. Mashenki Kame Kurish Bruchim Ika Zikna. There's no way. In other words, he says, by us, every day is Chadoshim. There's old and new. By Hashem, Ani Hashem Lashanisi, there's no change. There's no old and new. Lechain any adam leitz ben any adam. Haynu ein necha yen, which is a level of stakola. Therefore, what?
What does that mean?
What?
Hashem, there's no day or whatever. So there's
Hashem,
no
there's no something. Nothing is time. So there's no new and there's no old. But by us, it comes down in a way. B'chol yem dvar yem b'yem. The month comes down from the supernatural level above time and place, all the way down into time and place. That why, now there's past, present, and future, and we have to live in Torah in a way that every day is new.
But Hashem enjoys Kiddush.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of creation. Why doesn't Hashem come down into the world? The Chassidus explains, to become a Baal Tshuva. In Gan Eden, the Tzadikim, down here they become Baal Tshuva, and Hashem likes, it's a Kiddush, the Rambam writes, why does Hashem like a Baal Tshuva? Because it's something unique. It's a change of pace. Like we've said many times, vacation is a pain, if you think about it. No bed, no food, you're mutching zich, you have to just stand in line by TSA. It's a pain. Why do people do it? To change the scenery. Your house is much more bakvem. Your house is much more comfortable than any place you go to, generally speaking. Why do people want to go on vacation? It's much a change of scenery, a chiddush. That's what people like, that's all it is.
We just say
Berkat Avodah Nara Yidu Gamzakanti. We don't say it.
No, some people say.
Yeah, we don't. Now you say Gamzakanti, now I was young and I got old. So where is that Shaykh? By Sarah Shalaysa says, Nara Yis. Hashem can't say Nara Yis with Gamzakanti because Hashem is Leishanisi. Hashem never got older. He's above time and place.
So it's wrong to say that?
No.
That's the Jew saying that.
No, but the Medrash says the pasuk refers to Sadr Shalaysev. It's a Gemara, really.
He can't
say it.
Huh? He
can't say it. I'm saying we don't, Chabad doesn't say it in benching.
But,
yeah, but who said, who, a lot of things David HaMelech says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, who, it's not a Yisra Gamza Kanti, it's a Sadr Shalaysev. Because over there is Shaykh, young and old.
Reputation.
Angel's age.
There is, over. It depends. Yeah, there's Seder Zmanim already. There's not Zman, there's Seder Zmanim. What page is this? Samach HaGimel.
Says the Baal Shem Tov could see 15.
It's a Gemara Yevamis in Zayar.
And that's
all. There's Sar Shalais of Amru. Over there, in world, there's a Shaykh Dinyan of Zman. Zman begins in Bria. Zman begins in the Natsias, is called the source of Zman. So it's connected to Zman a little bit, but it's not really Zman.
Seder Zmanim is many, many years in one shot, right?
Yeah, that's not Seder Zmanim. Seder Zmanim is actually the Zmanim begins, the Seder of Zman. But like this is, like Bashem, he sees Beskira Achas. He sees the whole 6,000 years with one blick, one look. He sees all, because it's above time and place. But that's the level of tshuva. Like, really, how could today undo yesterday, a week ago? I sinned a week ago, today I'm doing tshuva. It's done. So the answer is, tshuva reaches a level of elokus, which is above time. And if it's above time, it never happened yet. basically. The level of the man, like you said before, came from the Tal Elyon, because the man had to do underneath and on top of it. Is a level, like we said before, the Alter Rebbe said, Tal is not dependent on our Aveda. Why? Because it's above any level of what a Aveda could reach. Therefore, it had to be every day. Therefore, what did Hashem say? You won't find man on Shabbat in the field. Why do you have to say in the field? He could say, I am, I'm Tim So. Today you won't find. He said, what is it though? So there's the level of Elam. Vav Ksav is the six directions. Maila Mata, you know, northwest to the end, up and down. Ki Shabbos Ayem Lashem, which is Shechin, is Shema Vaya, is also the level of Shabbos Shechazelim Kere. Meaning like this. Weekday is all Bereshit Barah Lekim, Vayem Lekim. What do we say about Shabbos? Shabbos LaHashem Elokecha. Shabbos is LaHashem. Shabbos is the level above time and place. Because what's Yud Kei Vav Kei? Haya, Heve, Yi, and the same word. Which means in the same word, it's simultaneously a past, present, and future. Elos Tisanik Alavaye, but then like he just said before. Then the Pasuk says, on Shabbos, Os Tisanik Al Havaye, higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because otherwise, you should have said imavaya. Shur seruza de leila shena toli besuruza de lusata. That is not at all dependent. In other words, on Shabbos, a yid reaches the level higher than creation. Therefore, like we said, Hashem stopped creating, not working. Hashem stopped creating. So when a Jew doesn't create, then they connect to the level of Hashem above creation. During the week, Hashem is involved in creation, meaning Hashem is lowering himself into the world to create. So when the Jew creates, he connects to Hashem on a creating level. But that's the way Elokus comes into world, which is much lower. Shabbos, Hashem stopped creating, meaning he rested. Like he explained, what happens when you rest? Your koyaches come back to you. Like this, you put your strength, your seichel and your koyach into the object you're making or doing when you rest, so you get refreshed keichas. The keichas come back. So that means Hashem and Shabbos, the keichas stopped being revealed into world. It goes back to the level higher than world, and that level is where a Jew reaches in Shabbos. Therefore, the eating itself doesn't need avoda, like he just said before on top of the page. Shabbos during the week is like. You do avodas habirurim. You have to refine the food. Because eating during the week is not a mitzvah. You can make it holy by eating right. Shabbos, the actual eating, is a mitzvah. Okam eish ha-kosev. Yisa Hashem panavei lechom. Because Hashem will, you know, give his countenance to you. Kilamati yesh b'chinas panim b'chinas achurayim. Because down here, there's front and back. Because in place, in place, there's front and back. In above place, there is no front and back.
No directions.
There's no directions. You know, I said many, you know, the word news. Yashayimim, why is it called news? Because news stands for northeast, west, south. It tells you what's going on all over the place. But when Hashem elevates you, Shamein Bichin, Esachurayim, cloud, there's no back. There's only Gilui, there's only revelation. Therefore, by the month it says, eat it today. The Alter Rebbe asked the question beginning of the Maimer, was it Ichlu Ayim? They ate the month every day. What is Ichlu Ayim? Shubachinas Achil, Alasevin Nafshin, Rikarasa Shabbos Einik. That day refers to the level of Shabbos. Aval Bechil, Hagam, Shinim Shratal, but at this Talamachin Eloilo, even though Lacheda, every day the Tal fell. He's saying Shabbos is the level of Tal above world. I look at every day the man fell with Tal. The Pasuk says there was dew below it. Man, dew above it. It's one of the reasons why we cover the Chalas. The hair, he says, between his side is Kmei says Tal Talim, which is the level Hashem B'tzeis Chamisei, like he said before, the level of Sad. Avo B'Shabbos, V'Tal Shichva Satal, Shehoye B'Yayim. The dew went up, and Ichlu Ayim Lachin Dafka Amon Levad LeYored the Shabbos. Therefore, only the man doesn't come. And the Alter Rebbe, the first question the Alter Rebbe asked was why the man didn't fall on Shabbos, but every other Ashpa, every other sustenance from Hashem came down on Shabbos. What happens to the man? He said, Meshenk and Shtarish Barish Beilim Hazeh, Kiryas Kibchin, Yasali Yasalim Shabbos, the Eilimus that are elevated in Shabbos is Bepnimis Eilimus. Meshenkin Bechitzain is Eilimus. There's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. Okay. Shabbos, the world goes up. Elias Eilimus. You know, we learn by Rosh Hashanah, Hashem leaves the world Rosh Hashanah night, yeah, and then in the morning we bring him back through Tekiah Shef and the Psukim of Musaf, yeah. So the question, how does the world exist? So the answer is, on Rosh Hashanah, there's the Chitainius is elevated, the Pnimius stays, Shabbos, so therefore we exist in the Pnimius of the Chitain, one of the two.
For that amount of time, that.
Yeah, and because the question is, if Hashem leaves, how does the world exist? So the answer is the Pnimius leaves the Chitainius. I mean, the Chitainius leaves the Pnimius stays. So again, the question is Shabbos.
No, opposite.
No, one second. By Shabbos, though, it says the Pnimius leaves the Chitainius stays. So Rosh Hashanah is the opposite. So the question is, how does Rosh Hashanah Shabbos? Because the Pnimius leaves because of Shabbos, and the Chitzenius leaves because of Rosh Hashanah. So from Rosh Hashanah it falls on the Shabbos. How does the world exist from Rosh Hashanah night until Tekiah Shefer? So Chassidus explained this Pnimius of the Chitzenius. Chitzenius, leave it to them. They figure out a way. But that's why Friday night is the time of Dormita Dezal, when Zal goes to sleep. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe used to fall asleep Friday night in his tefillin right before Shabbos, or whatever. This is a whole discussion about that. The Alter Rebbe used to fall asleep Friday night because Lamaila and the Magid, all the great tzaddikim used to, because Lamaila it's the time of sleep, so tzaddikim that live in the upper worlds fall asleep. But Abilu Padich used to go to sleep. It says he wasn't that level, but they used to. In fact, there's a story.
Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos.
Right before Shabbos. But when Shabbos begins, when Shabbos enters, there's a story. The Magid was sleeping Friday night when Shabbos began. And the Talmid Magid would say Shir Hashim. A lot of people say Shir Hashim Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Sfardim say it. Okay, we don't. But anyway, so the Maggid sent out that so all the Talmidim were saying Shir Hashirim in the Zal, wherever. So the Maggid sent out that they're disturbing his sleep.
Heaven.
The Maggid sent out that they're disturbing his sleep. Obviously, he was in a different room. They weren't, like a kid screaming keeps you up. So it says, Chassidus brings down the Lashon, that the Maggid sleep was greater than Talmidei Maggid. You're talking about Talmidei Maggid, not Yukuls. Talmidei Maggid. Their Shir Hashirim was causing a commotion in heaven that didn't allow the Maggid to sleep. So he told him to stop it. Yeah, the Ariya Kodesh, don't worry about it. I fall asleep during the week. You know, during the week.